Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, with Superman still unable to find him, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen lies bound and gagged in an abandoned stable as he hears Mike Hickey, corrupt political boss of Metropolis, pronounce his doom.
I was going to turn you loose, Olsen, after Perry White withdrew as candidate for mayor. But now that you've seen me and can identify me, that won't do. So, Pete here...
Yeah, boss?
We'll have to take care of you.
Yeah. I'll take care of him, all right, Mr. Hickey. Right now.
Say, if you like thrills by the double handful, deal yourself some Gyrocket thrills. You remember a few weeks ago, Kellogg's Pep offered you a Gyrocket, a flying rocket model that streaks right from your hand.
Well, even after the offer closed, requests are still flooding our mail. And now we've reopened this offer for a limited time more.
Meaning, if you act right now, you can get your Gyrocket.
Think of it. A Gyrocket almost half a foot long with a sleek, slender body made of gleaming wood in brilliant red or blue or yellow.
And get this. Your Gyrocket has a steel propeller at the stern. A propeller that sends it biting into the air, up over the treetops.
What's more, this Gyrocket comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You just hold it in your hand. Flick your arm and your Gyrocket shoots up, flashing into the sky.
Remember, this Gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but solid steel and wood, built for hundreds of launchings.
Send for several today, because these Gyrockets make perfect Christmas presents to give your friends at school and in your crowd.
But notice, this offer is back on the air for a limited time only. So for each Gyrocket you want, today send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Don't forget, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, plus a dime and a nickel and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now... The Adventures of Superman. On the eve of the mayoralty elections in Metropolis, Mike Hickey, boss of the vicious political machine which has ruled the city for years, realized that he and his henchmen were about to be swept out of power by a reform party, spearheaded by editor Perry White and Clark Kent, who is really Superman. If this happened, Hickey knew, he would be tried for his crimes and sent to the penitentiary. In a desperate move to save his power and his freedom, the crafty Hickey abducted Jimmy Olsen, Cub reporter on White's newspaper. While Superman searched for Hickey and Jimmy, the young reporter was bound and gagged in an abandoned riding stable. Attempting to free himself, Jimmy bumped against an unlocked door and rolled into the room where Hickey waited with his henchman, Pete. Enraged, the fat political boss leaped to his feet, overturning a portable radio which had been playing softly, and voiced a sudden change of plans. Listen.
You're a stupid little fool, Olsen. Now you've seen me and identify me. That means I can't let you live.
I'll take care of him right now.
Wait, Mr. Pete. Hickey. Wait. Put that gun down.
Yeah, but Mr. Hickey, you said...
You want all the neighbors and the cops to come barging in?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a way to do it without making any noise.
Hold it, Pete. Hold it. I don't want to be around when you do this job. You see, I always make it a practice to be somewhere else when there's any rough stuff, so I can't be tied up with it. Throw the boy back in the other room and come back here. You can do away with him after I leave.
Yeah, but...
Do as I say and hurry up.
Okay.
What happened to the radio? It's not going.
Well, I must have timed off when you tipped it over.
How do you like that? light must have been on the air while this thing was turned off. They're playing music. He's not on the air now. Bastard, we might have missed him. Pete!
Yeah?
Is this phone connected?
Yeah, I had it hooked up the other day, like you said.
Good.
Why are you calling, Mr. Hickey?
The mayor. He'll know if White resigned yet, as we ordered him to.
Yeah, he ought to know, I guess.
Hello? That you, Andy? Mike Hickey. Listen, my radio was off for a minute or two. Did White go on the air and withdraw his candidacy yet? Oh, he didn't, huh? He will. What? What's that? Superman's looking for me?
Superman?
He made Inspector Hatton put out a general alarm for me?
What?
Well, don't worry, Andy. Hatton and I understand each other. Superman will never find me. Yeah, you just sit tight. You don't know anything about Jim Olsen's disappearance or where I am or anything else. Get it? That's right. You don't know from nothing. Yeah. Good night, Andy. Pete.
Yeah, boss?
See, it's just 3 minutes to 10. We gave White until 11 o'clock to withdraw his candidacy. Give him another ring, just to remind him we're not kidding.
Okay.
Then as soon as he goes in the air, I'll leave. And you can take care of Olsen.
What time is it now, Lois?
It's 2 minutes to 10, Chief.
And no word from the FBI yet or Candy Myers or the police. Did Kent get back?
No, not yet. He's still out looking.
I'm afraid Hickey's too much for us, Lois. We don't know how to fight a man who'll stoop to anything to gain his end.
Well, maybe. But we're not licked yet, Chief. We've still got 1 hour.
Oh, we'll wait. We'll wait till the last possible minute, of course. But wait now. Maybe this is good news.
Oh, I hope.
Pretty wise speaking.
I've only got an hour left, White.
Oh, it's you again.
Who is it, Chief?
Yeah, it's me. I'm just calling to remind you. If you want to see Jim Olsen alive again, get to a radio station before 11 o'clock and announce you're withdrawing as candidate for mayor. So long.
Wait, listen.
Chief, who is it?
Quiet, Lois. Listen.
Yeah?
If I do as you say, do you guarantee nothing will happen to Jim?
Sure, Mr. White. Sure. But if you don't, well, you know, so long.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Hello. 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 Oh, he hung up.
Was that the man who has Jim?
Yes. He called to remind me I had only until 11 o'clock. After that, Jim would be...
Oh, what are we going to do?
Oh, I can't think of a thing, Lois, but to give up. Come on.
Where?
To the United Broadcasting Company studio. We've got to be there before 11 o'clock.
Her eyes blurred with tears, Lois Lane starts with Perry White for the broadcasting studio, where the gray-haired editor must bow to the demands of boss Mike Hickey to save the life of Jimmy Olsen. We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode, so keep listening.
Say, here's where your thrill department works overtime, because that Gyrocket offer is back on the air temporarily.
Right. Many thousands sent in requests after the original offer closed that Kellogg's Pep has reopened the offer for a limited time only.
Yes, sir. Right now, if you hurry, you can still get a Gyrocket, a sensational flying rocket model, a Gyrocket almost half a foot long, a Gyrocket that streaks from your hand into the sky, up over the treetops.
This Gyrocket has a sleek, gleaming wooden body in brilliant red or blue or yellow, slender and streamlined for minimum drag through the air.
And the steel propeller at the business end of the rocket develops maximum thrust.
That's not all. With your Gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod plus a wooden rocket launcher.
Right now, send for several Gyrockets. Here's your chance to get Christmas presents for friends in your crowd. Yes, give them a present loaded with thrills, a Gyrocket.
Remember, this terrific offer is back in the air for a limited time only while the new supply lasts. So don't get left out. For each Gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, together with a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it today, sure. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the northwest section of Metropolis, in an apartment occupied by a family named Davis, the twins, Donald and Buddy, aged 12, are preparing for bed.
Oh, boy. I can't wait till tomorrow when the scout troop goes on that hike, Buddy.
Me either. You know, Don, I wish I was old enough to vote in the elections. I'd vote for Mr. White for mayor, like Dad and Mom are gonna do.
Yeah, me too. That Mike Hickey's no good.
No, sir. Hey, Superman showed him where to get off, though, didn't he?
You said it. Gee, I wish I could get to see Superman sometime.
Me too.
Hey,
you know,
the boys in bed yet?
Oh, just about, Dad.
We will be in a minute.
Well, you'd better be if you want to go in the Boy Scout hike tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, Dad.
Good night.
It's your turn to open the window and turn off the light tonight, Buddy. And I get to sleep in the upper bunk.
Go on, you slept there last night.
I did not. You did. It's written down right here in the record book, see?
Okay, you win.
Go on, Buddy, open the window.
I will.
Are the stars out?
Uh-huh. What'll be a good day for the hike tomorrow.
Oh, that's swell. Hey, what are you standing at the window for, Buddy? You better get to bed.
Don, come here. Quick.
What for?
Come here, I tell you. Hurry up.
Oh, no. You just want me to get out of bed so you can grab the upper bunk.
No, I don't, honest. Something funny going on. Please come here.
Well...
Hurry up, will you?
Okay, I'm coming. What is it?
Look out there. Down the alley. See?
See what?
Oh, not that way, Dopey. Over there. Now do you see?
You mean those lights?
It's just one light going off and on. I think it's a flashlight. And it's in the upstairs window. Somebody must be in the old riding stable.
Gosh, it is in the old stable. Gee, you think a burglar got in there?
Oh, what would a burglar want in that old stable? There's not a thing in it.
I know, but...
Don, well, I think those are signals.
Signal?
Uh-huh. Look. Dot, dot, dash, long dash, dot, dot.
Gosh, the Morse code.
Yeah, but who could be in that old stable and sending out messages in Morse code?
Gee, I don't know.
Wait, let's see if we can spell out the message.
Peering from their window, Don and Buddy Davis try to decipher what they believe is a Morse code signal from the supposedly abandoned stable down the alley. As we know, Jimmy Olsen is a prisoner there, bound hand and foot, gagged and marked for death. And his captors are political boss Mike Hickey and Pete, his henchman. So is that a signal from the stable? And if so, who could be sending it? And at this moment, Perry White and Lois Lane are arriving at the United Broadcasting Studios, where White intends to resign his candidacy for mayor in a radio address. What will happen? There's a thrill a minute in tomorrow's smashing climax of this story, Ruler of Darkness. So whatever you do, don't miss it. Be sure to tune in, same time, same station, for more exciting action in The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.